The Gemara of Vasser in the second Mishnah. Discusses walls that are between or that are arranged near two fields of two different owners, which is one of the themes that we were discussing from the beginning of the year, but it's an entirely different sugya that might touch upon some of the klalim that we've learned from the beginning, but also is a fresh point that gives us all an opportunity to enjoy and to gain from. Hamakifes chavero mishalosh ruchosav. Ruvain is surrounding Shimon from three directions. Vigodres harishayna vesashniya vesashlishis. And he does, and he makes and sets up walls subsequently. Aaron, I don't have a watch. And make sure that he's walled, but it happens in stages. The Rishonim point out, Rabbi Yisai, not everything that the Rishonim discuss in every sugya where you have the time or the ability to get into. But the Rishonim discuss the Ritva, the Rajba. Why does it say the Gadar Rishayna Shnia Shlishis? Like, what do you have to like be mechalikit? Is it the Gadar Shalosh Mishalosh Ruchos? Like, what's the What's the added chiddush that he did it in stages? Ayin Shem and the Rishonim. I don't know if we're going to get to that. But these are the types of questions. Whenever we open up sugya, you have to ask these questions that come to mind that you know from the language, even without knowing the details before you get into the Rishonim's explanation of the mission. Rabbi Yosi Omer im Amid v'Gadur Zaravias Megalgalon of Zakol. But if he stood up and he puts a fourth wall, Megalgalin of Esakol. Who's Im Amad? Who's Im Amad? Im Amad Vigadr. Do we have the same subject? Is it the same individual? So if you look at the second Tosfos on the Daf, Loi Garsinan Im Amad. Nika. Don't think that Im Amad is specifically talking about the Nikaf. Guys, the Makif is the guy on the outside. The Nikaf is the guy who's getting surrounded. By the way, extra points. Who can tell me another sugya? Whoa, I'm not the only one. Who can tell me another sugya in Shas? Gishmak a sugya. Halvai, we should be able to learn that together. With the same two words. That has nothing to do with our sugya whatsoever. Makif and Nikif.
There's like the derech, right? The derech to the Nikif has the derech from the outside through the Makif's part. I found where it is.
Like a pathway that's called Makif and Nikif? Chavre, anyone? Come on. Shas, come on! Makas chafal from a base. Ravashi. Mak v'nika fika v'nayu. Come on. Anyone here ever get a haircut? From Carlos across the street?
The Pais.
What's his name? Pais. I told you got my sheet in the Pais?
It's a sugi, no?
Yeah. Chevro, who here, and I'm assuming it's all of you, whenever you go to that barber, I'm not joking right now. I'm being so serious. Do they take the machine and they clean it up around the ear? Do they do that? Everyone does that. It's a Shiloh Daraisa. Not push it. Where's your payas? Your payas is here? Your payas is here? There's no makaris for that. In Shulchan Aruch state, Ad Soifa Oizen. Okay, where Seifa Oizen is a machlokes a poiskim where the Seifa Oizen. Is this my Oizen? What's the Oizen? Is the Shiloh, okay? Here? That's already... Yam Shashlomo Achumre. That's... You're A-okay with me as long as you have the Oizen. But I'm asking Rabbi Yisai, part of the pay is the corner. Which means that it's also over here. Do we speak about this on the Shabbaton? means, let's say you become like a real, you know, like a Neo, okay? And you're going to like have serious pace, okay? Like, right? And you're going to shave everything else off, right? Mamasha, got to come to why you, you know? Could be that you're actually being over in a Sederais. Why? Because if you shave in the wrong spot and you go back here, which is still in the corner, right? Goes like that, okay? Okay, clutch to there, okay? You can't see me?
She was trying to figure this out.
Okay, so you might go backwards. And what do you have? You have that machine that they have that they surround the ear. They do the circumference to clean it up, because otherwise it doesn't look like... They want to make sure it's a good job. So they take the machine and they go around to clean it up. So they go all the way up on top. So I just recommend to the Olam, Rabbi Yisrael, Shaila is Daraisa, to use scissors around the ear. Even though like this looks innocuous, looks mamish totally, it's not normal, it's not pasha. That's the sugi of makiv and nikav. That might be your iser, Gemara says over there. Even though I'm not doing anything, I'm a nikav. I'm getting cut. That's a total different sugi of makiv and nikav. Not that mamish, just just total aside tangent, but fascinating sugya to learn over there. Another time, Rabbi Yisrael, Mirtz Hashem. If you have an extra day sometime, we can maybe learn that sugya. But Lamaisa, Taisa says, don't be gairis nikaf to halakulu lishne de Gemara, because you're going to learn in the next sugyas, as we learned the Gemara Vaiter, the Gemara refers to the person who perts up the fourth wall, according to many lishnas, as talking about the makif. Okay? So according to that lishna, it's not talking about the nikaf. So you already see that there's a question that should arise that you should have asked your chavrusa without even knowing anything. Who's putting up this fourth wall? Who's the guy who put it up? Im Amad. Who's the Amad? The Gadar. Is it the continuation of the person who was going there beforehand? Maybe that's potentially depending on the girsa of what the Lashonos are. Are we continuing what existed prior or not? And does it make a difference who's putting up that wall? And if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yisrael, like the Gemara is going to discuss this, that it does make a difference who the individual is putting up that wall, why should it make a difference, Rabbi Yisrael? Who cares? This is Dine Mominus over here. Who cares what my pa'ulos were? Who cares who built it? If I order an Amazon package, I didn't do anything, but Lamaisa, I got to pay. I'm benefiting from this. I'm getting a schus. I'm getting something worth money over here. Who cares who did it? So you hire, you know, Carlos to do it, or you hire Julio to do it, or you do it yourself. Lamaisa, these chiyuvim exist. These are questions that we're going to have to analyze throughout the sugya. That I'm not looking for answers right now. Yeah. Taisa says, Loigar sinanamaga amanikav. Because I want to introduce to you that the Gemara, that he's giving you a headlines, that there's Gemara is going to discuss, according to many lishnas, it's talking about also the makav doing it. So it doesn't need to be the nikav. There's one lishna in the Gemara that's going to say that it's going to be the nikav. Good. So therefore, Taisa doesn't like that girsa. Good. What's the machlokes tanoim? What's Rabbi Yossi disagreeing with? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Amad v'Gadar, again, we're not sure who that is, Amad v'Gadar. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. And that's why Taisus doesn't want to box you in to say that it's Amad v'Gadar Esha Nikaf, that it had to be the Nikaf got up and Mamish built it for some reason. Why that Svara would be is remains to be seen. Taisus says, don't say like that, because there are going to be many lishnas in the Gemara that's going to say it's going to go on the Makif also. Going to go on the outer guy also. So don't say that it's specifically locking you in or boxing you in that it's going to be dafka on the nikah. So then, what's the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim? Right, says Rabbi Yossi, if the fourth wall is placed there, then megalgal and all that's akol. Why? And what does Tanakama disagree with? What's that nekudas machlokes? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai, in this Mishnah is very sussum, very not clear. Anyone who has clarity right now, you're in the wrong place. Good. But Rabbi Yisai, the sugya opens up, in addition to just being ambiguous what the situation is, what the machloikas and the kudus machloikas tatanoim is, who are we talking about, and what are all the details which the Gemara and Mirtz Hashem will clarify, and there will be different stages in the Gemara, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, that it's going to be in the Hemshech Sugyas. What's also not clear is what the placement and what the situation over here is in these properties. Before I discuss the Sugyim Baba Kama, which is really a Hemshech of this Sugyim, Rabbi Yisai. It's not like a Maramukum, an interesting fact that you can't learn Baba Basa Dav Dalet without Baba Kama Dav Chav, and you can't learn Baba Kama Dav Chav without Baba Basa Dav Dalet. That's the way Shas is. Like the Rishayim in different places just discuss things, you know, in all sugyas that connect. As we know, as we always say, Rabbi say it's all one sugya. Just a little background that the Olam that was here for the first semester know this, and I put on some Mar Mekaymas just to refresh and to remember. But a lot of guys who are not learning Baba Basra, you just have to pay attention right now to these details. The Mishnah opens up with the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah, the sugya of the fact that partnerships and people that live near each other in a chatzer, according to the way we paskin, we come out la'alacha, is that Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, and therefore you are obligated to put up a wall in order to what? Allow for everyone to have their privacy. I have a chiyuv towards you, you have a chiyuv towards me, and we have to give and up our own investments in order to make sure that there is no, you know, histaklus. You know, what the nature of the chiyuv is something we discussed at great length last year. Are you removing my bialus? Is it a schus mamon? Is it an iser? These are things that might come up, but whatever it is, at bottom line, lemaisa, by a chotzer, a courtyard, that is something that Chazal assumed that that's something you're obligated to do, even though it was a debate amongst the Gemara. But halacha lemaisa, bottom line, we paskin like the day in the Gemara, that that's something that's obligated. In a gina, so there it's not as clear. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says you could assume by a gina, by a garden, that it's kemakum shenagu, and therefore you should pay, but it's not automatic, and there are places that don't do it. I want to know what happens if you have a chotzer that has a minig not to do it also. Great question. Ayin. Help me out over here, everybody. Say, who discusses this? The Rosh. Excellent. Beautiful. The Rishayim. The Rabbeinu Yoina. Beautiful. These are sugyas from last week. Because the Gemara only raised that possibility when it comes to Gina. And then the Gemara presents the last and lowest stage, which is what? The Bika. What's the translation of a Bika? A valley? What's a bika legabe people's private property? Anyone have a good term? It's not the courtyard. It's not the garden. It's the
field.
It's the field.
Rashi says
a stale oven. Okay, a sada of tevua. Good, of grain. So a field is mamish like. There's so much lesser of a hezekria. The whole ishtamshas is really used much less, and there's not so much privacy at all. And no one bechlal ever goes with their pajamas into the bika, like we spoke about, Rabbi Yisai, totally not like that. So therefore, you could assume most places are kemakom shaloi nagu. The assumption is that there's no minig and there's no chiyuv to put up a field, to put up a wall in those places. So zakt Rashi. So what type of field and what type of situation are we putting up these walls in our case? So zakt Rashi. On our Mishnah, Amakif is Chaver Misholosh Ruchos. Shekana Kimu Psados Saviv Sada Chaver Lishlosha Mitzirea. The Goder Eshloshdan. And the guy was Goder, all three of them. The Nimtsa Sadeo Shalem Tsoizem Mukov Misholosh Ruchos. And then what? It turns out, well, look at this. What do you know? I'm Amish and protected from all three sides. Okay. Ain't Machaven also. We do not obligate him to pay. Why? Losses klum kedamrinan destam bika makom shenagu shaloi ligdoru. Because this bika is like a situation of a place that there's no minig to put up a wall. So therefore, what? You did absolutely nothing. You didn't give me any benefit. I didn't have any chiyuvim. Okay, it's very nice. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. You put up a wall, but I didn't get anything out of it. Because it's shaloi, it's mako, it's a bika, Rashi tells us it's a bika, and there's a minig shaloi ligdor. Now there is another hagah, which I think from the Rishonim, it seems like, I think this is not Rashi, I think it's the Rashbam. And we're going to skip that for now. We'll come back to that, don't worry. And that's the story that Rashi presents us. Let's skip, let's go a little weiter. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Im amad begadar sarvius, velogar sina nikov, right? Don't say that it's specifically nikov. Why? Tosas already told us, because there are many lishas in the Gemara that even refer to the makif. Okay, then Rashi said, Tosas v'alchim v'farsh berek beiz v'avakama v'aloshen v'chiyach diktonim omad v'loy ktonim gadar mechlal de lav ba'hu de gadar asholosh mairi. So that's the presentation that it's actually talking about the nikuf, and it's not talking about the first guy. Now he has to even pay for his part in the first three walls. Because now, since he added an additional wall, so he was Megaladas, that he likes the fact that the walls were there in the first place. Good. We'll get back to that Lashon of Rashi. Does anyone remember, Barab Isai, where this Rashi and this sugya came up in the first Zman? Anyone remember? What? No? Yeah. I think the Gra brought a raya from this Rashi, like the sugya of the Rashash, the Shidun Kabetzis and the Taisus, about how is the split in the Shutfus. Do you have to split the wall no matter what the ratio of the partnership? Or is it only dependent on the ratio of the partnership? One of the first sugyas that we had in this year. Okay. But that's not relevant now. We don't have to get into that now. Rabbi Isai, so which wall are we talking about? I want to ask you a further question. How large is this wall? None of the Rishonim discussed this. The only one who I saw discuss this, Rabbi Isai, in a fascinating piece, I didn't put it on the Ma'amar Koimus, but it's kedai to look into, is the Nachlas David. On our daf has a Meiridika piece on our sugya. And he thinks that it's not clear how large this wall is. And hopefully through our limud and his interpretation in the sugya, we might point out that it might be a major machlokes rishonim, how large the wall is. You see, the Gemara Bava Kama, Rabbi Isai, which is really connected to our daf, it's all one sugya, says the following. Yeah.
So, the fourth wall, why would we even think that it's the market to build, that he might have built it?
Why not?
Because he doesn't have a field on that side. You said
we don't know. We don't know what the situation is. We didn't speak about if it's outside, inside. There's four walls, and there's a wall that's relevant for the market. It is relevant for the market. Yeah, we have to figure out how that is.
When Larry asks how large the wall is, what does he mean, height or
height? Height.
Doesn't it depend what kind of partition it is? If it's like Behema or if it's Behazik Riyah?
That's exactly the Chiddush of the Nachlas Dov. You're just mechavin to the whole piece of the Nachlas Dov. So listen to what, but we need a little background in this sugya. Rabbi Isai, you're about to learn in what in my opinion is one of the most, my favorite sugyas in the Sechas Baba Kama. It's not only a Geshmaka sugya, Rabbi Isai, this sugya has so much relevance to the Halacha. It comes up so often, we're not going to do a due diligence. If we were learning Baba Kama, I would be all over this sugya. But we don't have time, and I want to go weiter in Baba Basra. But I suggest to you to learn up this sugya. There's so much lumdus over here, but so much halach lamaisa, everybody say, that came up so often in when? COVID. You had so many dinei Torah of people that their rental contracts expired, but there was no movement. And there was nothing that the landlord was losing by not bringing someone else in. So now many people came to Dinei Torah and they said, well, maybe I'm potter. Maybe I don't have to pay. Because, yeah, I'm nene from the fact that I'm living now in this house and I don't have to pay rent extra elsewhere, and this is definitely monetary value, which is called zenene, but this guy is also zelo chaser. It wasn't omed for rent. It wasn't a chatzur de kaima la agra. This wasn't a situation that you were able to rent things out. Everything was on pause. The entire market was shut down. So maybe I'm taka potter. These are the sugyas. What happens? And what happens if Rabbi Yisai, you find that you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're staying somewhere in the week and like someone decided not to lock their door? And you did go with a bunch of chevra, right? Hamish, right? We look for them, but like, you know, we'd love to save money. Yeah, so we slip into the apartment and we just stay there for a few nights until the balabas comes back, right? So, but maybe it was, but now people didn't check it out now because it was there, because you were using it. So zenenev zechaser. So then the Gemara Bava Kama says, that's pasha your chayiv. Zenenev zechaser, you're pasha your chayiv. What happens if it's what? Zelo nenev zelo chaser. I had a house. It was pasha, I was never going to rent it out. It was never, I was not even outside. I just said, it's open over here, so I stayed there. So I wasn't nene. I wasn't saving any money by staying here. So that's pasha to the Gemara that you're not chayiv, right? What happens if it's what? Zelo nene v'zechos. Is that in the Gemara? No, it's in the bottom. Toys about kam chof amaral.
Why wouldn't you be chayiv?
I'm the riff. Oh. Learn about kam. That's totally in the lumdus of the sugis there. Of what's the machayiv in all these situations. Is it the nene that's machayiv? Or is it the chizaron that's the machayiv? Oh, good shayla. Good, Baruch Hashem. These are important shilas, everybody say. There's a Taisus in the bottom of Taisus. Ze'ein nenev, ze'ein chosu. Second to last Taisus, bottom on Chof and Aleph. Afilu b'chotz of the kamel or agra. V'gavr d'loy av v'megr, av v'motz l'memr, d'potter. Kevin shaloy neneh. Taisus says, befeirish against you, David. Right? There are Rishonim that say like David also. It's totally on the lumdus, but I can't get into this, everybody say. That's just the backdrop. So the Gemara says, ah, you weren't here yesterday. Love is gabon ba'urta betchuma. The yiboyel and milim al yosu. We had some good shilos. Amar mai milim al yosu. What's some good shilos? Amar le'ador b'chatzar chaver shalom yidaita. V'gavr d'loy oven me'megar. What happens if you're staying in a chatzar that wasn't going to be rented out? V'gavr d'loy oven le'megar. Rabbi Yisai. This is nogeya for all. Everyone's right. Zenen of zelo chaser, right? Is potter, right? Is zelen of zelo chaser mutter? Amar never said it's mutter. I said, these are all the kashas that you want to know. Can I go down on the seats in the game? Can I move down once the game started? All these shilas, everybody say, it's this sugya. It's this sugya. It's the top place. It's the Mordechai. In Baba Kama, Daf Chof. Zeno Zelo Chasser is Potter. When's Zeno Zelo Chasser Mutter? When's Kofin Almida Stone? Like we have to get to in Baba Basar in the first parak. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me Siyata Dishmaya. That we should have Kvitzis HaDerech to be able to get to Yud-Daf Yud-Gimel somehow. Yud-Beis. And somehow get to these Daf. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no plan. I don't know. I prepared right now the first three subjects. I don't know. I need Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to do it. I don't know. You'll give me till August. Something. Rabbi Yisai, we have a lot to do. We're going to have to skip around. We'll see. Such great sugyas. Good. What happens if it's a Gavradov Lameger Zenin of Zechoser? What happens if it's a chutzer that doesn't usually get rented out, but the guy is nene? The guy is not paying now because he stayed here. My motzi armalei, my chasartich. He could say, what chisaron? If the machayin is the chisaron, so what chisaron did I do? Oh, dilma motzi armalei, hoyesanis. You gotta know. So what's the machayiv? Like a lumdish asugya. So the Gemara wants to bring rayas. But what's fascinating, Rabbi Yisraeli, in Yonenu, is the Gemara brings a raya from our sugya. This fundamental shayla, the Gemara wants to bring a toshma from our sugya. Toshma. Om Rabbi Yossi, Om Adnika, V'godar Saraviyas, Megalgalon of Azakol. So, the Gemara, again, is taking a stance. We already know from our second Tosis in our daf that this is going to be a bunch of lishnas. It's not clear from the Mishnah who was oimed to put up the gadar revius. Who put up the fourth wall? Was it the makab? Was it the nikab? Does it not matter? That's going to be something that's going to be deliberated in the Gemara. It's going to be clarified in the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Kama can choose any Lishnah it wants and explain the Gemara according to that Lishnah. So it had a girsa of Amad Nikav, or it went with that girsa of Amad Nikav, of that Lashon of Amad Nikav, that the inner guy put up the wall.
Oh, your mom is, you're putting up the wall? You're investing money for the fourth wall? Ah! So then what? Now, Megalgalon of Zekol, now you have to pay for everything. Why? I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. There's two parts that deal with our Gemara. A guy, the Mishnah, had three walls. Guys, forget everything I just said. I read the wrong part of the Gemara. There's another part of the Gemara that's gonna be relevant to. We're gonna deal with that also. I read the wrong Tashma. Hamak's Chaver, you have our Mishnah. Three walls. The Gadar is Harishana Vesashni Vesalishis. Ain't Mechayven Oso. Haravias Mechayven Oso. But if the fourth wall is put up, so then what? Then it's a game changer. Why? What changed? Because now he's what? Because now he's what? Rashi. Oh. The Gadar Ruvin is Harishana Samach Liste Shema Levad Mechitzes Chitzainus Shayla Bein Alashin Chadot Vesashni Vesashli Kazeh. He's not benefiting. It's an open field. What? How is a mechitza helpful, Rabbi Sai, if you can mamish see the people clearly? It's like fill in the blanks, Rabbi Sai. Mechitza's got to be a mechitza. I don't mean to get political over here. Mechitza has to have a toelis, right? And this is a major machlokes. Anyone know? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is not Mareva. Oh, well, what is a mechitza? What's the purpose of mechitza? How high does a mechitza have to be? Haravi is, that was just to perk your attention. I don't want to talk about it, right? Haravi is, ha'im ha'ya lo'i ruvin dalit sados me'ar baruchos yishol shimen. The gadron mechayven as shimen losses his chalk mechitza zapnima shimen l'ruvin. Why? Because zenene shimen zaktu gemara shmamina zenene v'zelo chaser chayiv. So you have a raya to what? To our global shaiwa. To all the scalping questions, right? To all the rental questions. Everybody said, this is Spitz, you guys. You're looking to save money. You guys all came from all your trips. Where can we get a chapa Ryan, a chapa here, a chapa there? A zenenev zelachaser, come on, right? How can we figure this out? So that was the situation of Shimon and Reuven, right? I'm nene, but he's not chaser. So the Gemara says, it's not a raya. Our sugi is not a raya to the global question of zenen of zelochas. Why is our sugi not a raya to that question? And for the Gemara, shani osam da amr le at garmit li ekefi yaseir. You caused me what? Extra wall. Ekefi yaseir. There's extra wall here. So therefore what? It blibes what? What's the maskana of the Gemara? It's not a case of zenen of zelochasim, but rather it's a case of what? Zenen of zelochasim. You're machasiri. You're causing me to have more wool. So therefore, that's chasir. That's a chisar. So therefore, the fact that you have to pay now is not a riot to anything, and it's not a riot zenen of zelochasim is chayiv. It's not true. We still have a question, open question, and it's zenen of zelochasim is chayiv, like the Gemara knew on Amud Aleph, that it was a davar posh. What in the world is going on in this Gemara? What is the Metzius? What is the Shakta Vatari of the Gemara? What was the Raya? And what was the Maskana Rabbi say? That is the story with our Sugya. So comes along Rashi, and it's clarified even clearer in Tosfos, but I think you see that already from Rashi. So Tosfos Dira Matzcha At Garmet Li HaKefi Yaseir, Rabbi, so you got to get to know the Sugya well. Mitoich Perish HaKuntris. From Rashi I see, the Myri begeder, where's the wall? Shebein Sadeo Lisade Shal Nikaf. Where's the wall? You have a guy who has Sadis on the outside. Okay? And then you have a guy who has Sadis on the inside. This is not Geshmak. I don't want to mingle with you. I don't want to be involved with you. I want to have my business and you have your business. So what do I do, Zok Rashi? I build Mechitza Aleph, Mechitza Beis, Mechitza Gimel, Aches, separating between your inner fields and my three outer fields. Good?
That is the only mechitza I'm talking about right now. All I know from Rashi and from what Tosis is saying is that there are inner walls that are separating between my outer fields and your inner fields. Don't ask me from any other fields right now. Good? Zokta Gemara, if somebody, maybe him, maybe even the Makif, that's up for question, we're going to see later on in the Gemara. If he was going there, or maybe that's Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Yosi Takana Kahama, if there was a Geder on the fourth side, now you're being Nenet, now you're benefiting. So now, Megal Gomel Zakol, now you got to pay up for all the old prices. Frak the Gemara, Kasha, I, but it's Zen Nenet Vezel Chaser. You're not being Chaser, you're not being Mechaser. Frak the Gemara, no, he is being Mechaser because there has to be additional wall because of you. That's the Gemara. So Rashi says it's talking about the inner walls. Tosfos says that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Rashi and Tosfos of Kama Rav Yisai is not just an interesting fact. It's a machloikis now how to read our Mishnah. What's Bechlal the case? Zok the Heilige Tosfos in Dira Maskal Ad Garmatli Kefi Yisera. It's like I learn Ion. Well, okay, we delve into things in this year. What are you talking about? You learn Ion. I don't really like this like homeless Ion Bekias. Like, what is the Mishnah talking about, for goodness sake? Hamakivis Chaver Misholos Ruchoso. Ian, Bekias, Rabbi Glad, who cares? I just want no pshat. What does it mean? Hamakivis Chaver Misholos Ruchoso. You think Rabbi Chaim Kanayeski handles Ian, Bekias? I don't know what the Mishnah's saying. That's the Mirza Hashem, Rabbi said, the level you're going to get to. It's not going to be, now I'm in this mode, or now I'm in that mode. I push one pshat. I don't know what's going on in the Sugya. I don't. So, Toysvis. How could Rashi say that that's Pshan or Mishnah? Posh Pshak. Can we learn a Mishnah? I'm trying to finish Mishnah with my son for his bar mitzvah. Can we learn a Mishnah for goodness sake? Yeah, if you want to learn a Mishnah, you got to learn Tosfos. The Kosha, the Eichi Kosha, the Zen and the Zen in Choser. Hol Shakol, Oyse Hageder, Leinase, Ella Lahafsik, Bein Sodosov, Lesode Nikov. So this is Kasha. Exactly what Sammy was bothering Sammy when he raised his hand. How do you call that low chaser? Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I can read minds. Come for brachos afterwards. Chevra, how do you call that low chaser? What kind of joke is that? The only reason that I'm putting up this wall is because you're a nuisance. Because you're annoying. Because I don't want you about my business.
Who said it's low chaser?
The Gemara. The Gemara brings a Toshma. The Gemara says what?
It's not
Toshma. Toshma. Zeh nene v'zeh. Did the Gemara ever have a suffix by zeh nene v'zeh chaser? The Gemara starts like this, Jeremy. On Omer Aleph. I got few things that I know poshut. Zeh nene v'zeh chaser is poshut chayif. Zeh loy nene v'zeh loy chaser is poshut potter. I want to know. Zenenev Zelo Chaser, right? We're coming back from vacation, right? Everyone found their matzav in Florida, right? And they said they're shmuzim during Mincha Maariv, okay? Everyone found their Seacoast Towers, okay? And there was a nice apartment that I could slip in and get in and get in. Zenenev Zelo Chaser. I don't know. That's interesting. That's good. Toshma. Balvasu Dapta Alib, right? So the Gemara clearly is saying that it was what? Loy Chaser Nahavamina. Until the Gemara says what, Jeremy? No, you fool. You misunderstood the Mishnah. You caused me a what? Extra wall. So it's not like you thought. Frektoitzis, Havamines also have to make sense. First stages of lines of reasoning also have to make sense. The first line of the Gemara, that's the difference between our academics and Gemara, as everybody said. Every line has to have a cheshvin. Every idea has to have a svara and has to have a mahalach. Even if it's not going to stand lahalacha. What bechlal was the havamina, zoktoisis, according to Rashi, that understands the wall dividing between me and you, Jeremy? Avada, you're mechaser me. You are the biggest nuisance. So I need to put a mechitza there, so you're being mechaser me. So memelo, zoktoisis, Rashi's trap makes no sense that the Gemara would even state for a second, for a fleeting havamina, that it would be what? A raya to the global shaila of Zen and of Zelokos. Give me one second. Now Tosfos goes not from a svara mahalach,
Not from just explaining in Svar, it makes no sense that that should be a raya to Zenin of Zelachasr. And now places says, also, it doesn't work in the language of the Gemara from the Maskana. What does the Gemara say? At Garmisli, you caused me, what? Hekefa? Yisera, extra hekif. Extra hekif? You caused me extra hekif, Jeremy? You didn't cause me extra hekif. You caused me ganze hekif. You caused me every hekif. You're the reason I'm being putting a machitza here, you nuisance. You're messing up my matzah. You're the reason. If it wasn't for you, everything would be geschmack. I wouldn't have a wall. It would be free. We would go wherever we want and extend weiter. You're the reason I need a hekif. Not ad garmis li hekif yisera. V'hoi fratoisis. Tavlo yimera ad garmis li kolze a hekif. The hekif yisera mashva shagarun li laharbus. So the mail is a toisvis, we got the whole entire Mishnah wrong. We got the whole entire pshat over here wrong. Rather what? Elanira shemi bachut saviv ledalad ruchos of hikif. The hekef yisera mishum shemach masodem tsoya hekef godl yoysen yidai. So toisvis, you misunderstood which wall. So toisvis, refresh. Wash away the board. Okay? Imagine I actually brought erasers to yeshiva, okay? Wash it away. No inner mechitzas. All outer mechitzas. It's a guy with sadas, surrounding a guy with other sadas, and he puts up walls. And you know what? Happens to be, if you weren't there, I wouldn't have had to make such a large wall. But because my fields and my walls ultimately are going to encompass not only my fields, but they're going to encompass what? With the inner guy inside. So ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, who's checked the lumber prices lately, Rabbi Yisai? Chevra, by inflation. Chevra, right? What's happening? You can't do construction anymore, right? Every inch of the hekif makes a difference. A big nafkamina dina mominis, right? You have to add more for every inch. At garmently hekif yisera, that was what you were machaser me. Oh, that's a shakavatari in the Gemara. Kumt ois, according to Toisus, what was the shakavatari? I have a raya from the sugya of makif and nikif and babasur dafdalit of a situation where a guy is what? He's putting up his walls anyways. He's putting up outer walls. Everybody needs wall for their outer walls. Right? Memela, yeah, what? It was Zenen. It was Elechosa, the Gemara thought. You know you're putting up the walls. You know, I'm not being Mechasa you anything. You're putting up walls. That was the Raya. Ah, you see, Zenen, if Elechosa is Chayiv. So now we have an answer for our Florida Seacoast Tower Shilas. Now we have an answer for all of our Shilas that we have about whether or not when guys want to pull stick and they want to save money, is that Chayiv or Potter? Zok the Gemara, name, you misunderstood. Since I'm encompassing you inside my fields, memela, I got to add more lumber. Memela, it's going to kill me in an economy like this where lumber is going up the wazoo and I can't do construction anymore. I vavoid for the people that are building houses today, Rabbi Yisai. I mean that. Anyone who knows what's going on. So what? So you caused me a heck of a yisera. You caused me added lumber, added bricks. That's new material because now I have to encompass you as well. So that's takazen and evzechoser. So it's not a riot to klum. That's a dover poshit. Boy say. So we have a machloikis, Rashi, and Toisvis. How to learn shot in our mission. Taka Toisvis is shooting, is really shooting up Rashi. Toisvis is coming in here with a machete. Toisvis is really killing Rashi over here. Chayri, he makes a stark taina. Not only grammatically from the Lashon of the Gemara, which is the second Dinah, but Bechlau, where is Rashi coming from? I found if I'm putting up a wall because you're here, you're being machasim. How do you deal with that, Rabbi Yisai? How's Rashi going to explain that? How's Rashi going to explain it? Yeah, Moshe.
Even from the second shot of the outside wall, how is it low chaser?
Because I had to...
regardless of you, I have to build this wall. You're not causing me to be machasidus. I got to protect myself from the outside world, from the ganovim, from the behemoths, from everyone who's going to come into my walls. So I'm putting a wall to the protector. I build a wall. You made me say, build a wall.
So what was the first one?
You're coming from another mahalach. You don't need walls. You set me up. You guys clap what I'm saying? Countries need walls.
If the Nikop is building the wall on the inside, why?
It's like two in a row in like 20 seconds. What?
If the Nikop is building walls, it's building the wall, the inside wall.
Yeah, you just jumped from different regions.
I'm going back to Rashi.
Okay, yeah.
The Nikop is building the wall, the inside wall. Why?
Who said the Nikop is building walls? That's totally on the Gemara later on. No, I don't want to get involved. Who's building?
We don't know who's building.
Yeah, no, there are different shittas about
that.
Well,
why is it a chaser? Why is it a loss if the Nikop is building the
wall? No. He didn't pay for any of the first three walls. That's the point. Yeah.
Wait, so why is the fourth wall mean I'm dishing out?
No, now it has significance.
Why is the fourth
Why is there only Hanah after the fourth wall? You want to know?
No. The Gemara answer is that you caused me to build a fourth wall.
No, you're asking in Rashi or in Tosfos?
No, the end of the Gemara, yeah, Tosfos.
I came for you, Sarah. You caused me to add extra wallage.
Why? How?
Because I now have to encompass you, and it would have been much smaller without you. So now I have to add a few different pieces of lumber.
But if it's, I'm confused, what's the...
There's a field outside, and then there's fields inside. And now my wall has to get larger because of you. That's hustle. If you weren't there, my walls would have been like this. Now that you're here, my walls are like this.
Because his property,
his property adds to the circumference of the entire wall. Okay, Rabbi, it is a money issue. Absolutely not. He's got to pay much more lumber because of this guy. No, he has to split every single wall because now he shows that he was Nene. Once he shows that he was Nene, so now he has to partake in all the walls because now he has protection from all sides and now it's a significant entity.
No, but I'm saying the first guy is not missing. It's not low.
It's chaser because I now had to add more. The first guy is not. We're not talking about Nene from the first guy. We're talking about the second guy. The first guy paid for it. He's done. His cheshmer. He's now going to Beis Din and he's saying, I want you to fit the bill. I want you to pay for half of the walls. I want you benefited right now. Now I enclose the entire property. Now you're protected. So now I want you to pay for half the price. That's Zenene v'zelo chaser. And for the Gemara, no, it's Zenene v'zeh chaser. Rabbi Isai, we got to work on a Rashi. We got to work on how to defend Rashi. We got to work on whether or not, look at that Nachlas David, right? Is there a difference in the walls, Rabbi Isai? What is this purpose of the wall? What is the wall coming to try and do? Is that going to have enough Camino, what Daniel said, in terms of the height of the wall, in terms of the nature of the wall? Because if there's a different purpose of the wall, maybe there's going to be a different halacha in the walls. When it comes to what? When it comes to Hezek Ria, if that's the purpose of the wall, so we know the wall had to be Dalet Amos high, that's much more significant than perhaps just 10 Tfachim, of just being perhaps a protection, so that animals don't come in, so that there's nothing that gets tripped up. Good, Ayin Sham, Rabbi Yisai. But Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we're going to work on the Ramban, the Rashba, in order to try to start being Miyashik Rashi. How does Rashi get out of the grammar of this Gemara? If you don't have a pshat in working in the Gemara of Baba Kama, that Chof, Rabbi Yisai, you're shver in the Mishnah in Baba Basra on Dab Dalet Amud Beis. Let's dab a mincha quickly, Rabbi Yisai.
Can't we say that? Someone stop the recording.